Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Or text us at that same number. On the line again, Pastor Joel Ellinger, Sylvester Jackson, Wendy Voss Daniels. And let's go back to you, Pastor Ellinger.
All right. I certainly want to encourage people to not only be aware of the of this challenge, but to recognize the leadership that has been shown in the past to support the Cheney Center. The interesting thing is that 22 years ago, when the Cheney Center was being considered, they had to get community support, so they went to the Sherman Park Community Association, and as you heard earlier, there are people still who remember that. The Sherman Park Community Association saw the value of the Cheney Center for the community, and they approved it, but they pushed the Department of Corrections to not only let the men go out and get jobs and be involved in the community, but they insisted that the community should have an opportunity to interact with the men while they are there, and that's why they wanted an advocacy board. At that time, it was not the advocacy board; it was the Thelmers Cheney Community Board
Advisory.
Advisory board, thank you, that met there in the Cheney Center, and we actually had that visible presence of the community in the Cheney Center to let the men there know that the community is not against you and is not going to be throwing all kinds of barriers in front of you. We're here to help you succeed, and that's the attitude that I think every community association should have and could have if they are presented with the facts and the realities of the needs of these men and what they do accomplish. At the press conference that we had last week, and we had about 40 people, and we had a good 10 people who spoke, including the Lutheran bishop, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America bishop, and others. But at that press conference, we had people who were clearly standing up and saying, we need to save the Cheney Center. And so the leaders and the elected leaders in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County need to recognize that there are hundreds of people in the community who understand this issue and the need for places like Cheney Center to exist, and that therefore a place also for the juvenile facility to be built. And we just have to convey that positive image of a place where people are being prepared to be productive citizens in the community. And who would be against that if they understand that's what really is happening and that's what results? I told the story at this press conference of the man that I picked up 18 years ago at a maximum center. He was released with a box of his clothes, and that was it. Needless to say, he has cycled back into the system again and again and again. I told the story of a man from the Cheney Center who worked as a plumber's assistant, and when he got out, he became, he worked his way up to become a licensed, I said plumber, electrician is the area that he was in. And so he became a licensed electrician, set up his own business, and has hired someone to work with him who is a formerly incarcerated person. Now, that's the kind of positive results the Cheney Center produces, and we want that to continue.
You know, Pastor Ellwanger and Mr. Jackson and Ms. Vels Daniels, it is frustrating, to say the least, when we see a system in this country that it's not easy to navigate our system in this country. It is not. When you add in the bigotry and the racism and all those other components to what happens in people's lives, and they're not able to get beyond that because, you know, things have changed and you can no longer go into A.L. Smith, Alan Bradley, Hannes Vega, Slitz Miller, Paps. You can no longer get out of high school or even not have a high school diploma and be able to make a living and a live the American dream. That no longer is the case. It hasn't been for a long time. And so when people slip and fall, and it is foolhardy and more expensive for us as a society to keep them warehoused. It's a whole lot cheaper to have centers like the Cheney Center to help them with coming back and being a part of the society than to continue to pay the freight to have people locked up in prisons all over the state. I get it. I understand that in certain places where they put these prisons, they were once cornfields, and they built cities around those prisons because, you know, where would those cities be without the prison? So, you know, they need a commodity. The commodity is business, is the prison, and the commodity is bodies and people. So it's I understand all of that, but many Americans don't. Let's go back to Ms. Vels Daniels. You say what, my friend?
So we could talk for hours more about all of this. You know, one of the safeguards I think that we have on our side in educating the public about this issue is that with the amendment that passed that requires, you know, the local municipality, right, to be on board with that, is that the Evers administration can't do this unless the city of Milwaukee and the Common Council is complicit in this, allowing for them to tear that down. And so we do need to put pressure on our city officials as well. So we've got a bunch of steps that allow us some time. And the other piece of it that we've talked a bit about is sort of this sense of prison. There's an architectural rendering of the new facility that that is going up, and DOC is contracted with this particular architectural firm. So it's likely going to look a lot like the rendering. One would never know that it's a prison. One would never know that it's a prison. And so we stand ready, this group of advocates from all different agencies and organizations stand ready to work with the Evers administration to do that kind of community outreach and education, again, much like DOC did 22 years ago when they located the Cheney Center in the Sherman Park community. I have not yet, in any of this advocacy work around saving the Cheney Center, heard anyone tell us that we should take that center down. No one. No, I mean, maybe people are out there and think that we should do that. No one's out there. The other thing about the new juvenile facility is that it doesn't need to go on state or city land. The Department of Corrections could purchase land if they don't have suitable land, right? I as Reverend Ellwanger told a story, like I tell the story too, and you just talked about this, Mr. Ingram, that like there are so many prisons that are in the center of communities in Wisconsin, and people are not rejecting them, right? They're not rejecting them. We cannot reject them. We need to educate community members about this new juvenile facility. So, for example, as you said, people probably drive up and down, Fond du Lac Avenue, don't even realize that the Cheney Center is there. Our youth right now who find themselves in trouble and need to go to a detention center, they're held at the Velar Phillips Juvenile Justice Center out in Wauwatosa on West Watertown Plank Road. People don't even realize that that's where those kids are being held. There, you can walk out of that facility and across the parking lot to two hotels, the Sonesta Milwaukee and one by Marriott. Those hotels were built after that. That's an up-and-coming area out in Wauwatosa, a couple miles from, you know, our regional marvelous medical centers, the Children's Hospital and Frederick. That facility does not make a neighborhood dangerous. These are the same children. They're the same children. So we need to really educate people so they don't have that sort of not in my backyard kind of thinking, to understand that we are investing in youth, bringing them back to Milwaukee, getting them connected with families, and getting them connected to services, much like what's happening in the Cheney Center. We need to stop the flow of so many of these young people then not getting serviced well and ending up in the adult system. So we have opportunity here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying we have opportunity to do the right thing for both our adult men coming back to the city, as well as
these children. All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.